It's 57 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are from the production of The Lambda, a play written in the late 80s by then local playwright Steve Cooper and composer Brad Morans. Ron Hassan is directing the show, and it just opened last weekend. Also with us is Chad Lewis, who's playing the role of Eric. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure.
And, Ron, you as the director, I'd like to speak to you first. This play, in the theater community, it's like a cult classic. I think most of us who are even dabblers in theater, we know about The Lambda and about Steve Cooper, who wrote it. Tell us a little bit about it. What is it about for people who've never heard of it before?
And that's the way it was for me. I left town before all of this went on, and I came back. And so when I was considering directing it, I was hearing more about it from other people than I knew about it myself, obviously. And it's about gay men predominantly and their hangout in a bar in called The Lambda, and it's supposedly in Carolina Beach on the boardwalk. And it's about how their lives intertwine through different kinds of sexual liaisons and or friendships and or all of the above. And it kind of, it is a slice of life. It shows them making strides in their struggles, but it doesn't really ever resolve it.
And this is set in the late 70s.
Correct. Yeah.
So this is a very different picture of gay life than what reality would reflect now, what theater would reflect from reality now.
Very much. I was really drawn to the idea that this is a kind of history that's not going to be known to a lot of people that are in the audience, and certainly to a number of people in the cast. I think they learned a lot about what it was like to be gay before AIDS and before promiscuity was not just in the gay community, but across societal lines, had something, had more of a place in mainstream society, and how AIDS kind of changed that for gay men, certainly, and throughout society. There's a lot of struggle with typical 1970s topics. Is monogamy really for everybody? Is it important that that you have that kind of monogamous relationship? And and it's the genuine emotional struggles with promiscuity are examined pretty thoroughly, I think. So it's an interesting perspective into lifestyles that don't really exist as or don't really exist as widely as they did then.
Mm-hmm. So it definitely shows the 1970s in that particular moment, and also it's not an integrated play with in society in general. It's set entirely at a gay bar. Does it ever leave the gay bar?
No, it's completely contained, and it is a safe place for these people to get together and more or less be themselves in a society that really didn't want them to be themselves when they were outside of the bar.
Obviously, we've come a long way in society with that, but at the same time, I'm sure things still resonate. Does the play feel dated? Let me get a response about that from you, Chad Lewis, who is playing the role of Eric in the show. Do you think that the play feels dated? You're a young man. I mean, does it feel like, what is this about?
Well, I wouldn't say dated. I would actually say it feels a little more historical, and it's nice to, for somebody from my generation to kind of have a glimpse at kind of the struggles that it took to get to the point that we're at now. So I definitely think it's historical and mm-hmm. a good thing for us to all realize, people who were there for it and people who weren't around for it.
Sure. Like, don't forget that period of time.
Oh, yeah.
That part of the journey. Will you, Chad, tell us about this character, Eric, that you play?
So the character of Eric is actually 19 years old, and he's home for the summer from college at East Carolina. And he's been picked on all throughout high school for being gay, and comes to the Lambda, the gay bar, for the first time ever, and basically kind of starts out as a shy, naive boy who falls in love with kind of a jerk, and throughout the course of the play ends up letting that affect his everyday actions and ends up becoming pretty promiscuous and has a little bit more of a sass to him. So it's kind of fun to portray that character because, and it's actually kind of similar to the story that I went through. So,
wow.
It's almost like I don't have to act sometimes. So.
Right. And Chad Lewis, how long have you been in Wilmington?
I moved here in February.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So just a year.
Yep. Almost a year now.
Almost a year now. Well, welcome. Did you come here for school?
Yes, I plan to start in the fall. I have 2 years left, and I'm going to major in theater.
Wonderful. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And so is this your first play? Is this your debut?
It's my second play in Wilmington, but I've been doing theater since I was 8. So.
Okay. Your second play in Wilmington.
Yes.
Right. And now, Ron, tell us a little bit about the music in this show that was written by Brad Moranz. And Brad Moranz and Steve Cooper have worked together on a lot of stuff.
I would say it's very challenging. I've done a lot of musicals as a performer, and the only thing I could remotely equate it to is Little Shop of Horrors, and its complexity as far as how many words they get into each measure is somewhat amazing. I know that Brad Mercier, who plays Joey, had many things to say about that when he was coming across all the words that he had to do in the songs by the drag queen.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, he's the drag queen.
Yes, he is. Yeah, and the and all three of the main soloists have that challenge, and they really meet it. It's a nice each. I was really lucky to have Chad and Bo Mumford, who plays Ken, and Brad come in to fill those roles because they each bring just the right amount of energy to those parts that need to be sung.
Mm. Folks, we've been talking about The Lambda. It's a play that's happening at Theater Now, which is on Dock Street in downtown Wilmington, Dock and 10th. And you can find out more about the play at theaterwilmington.com. That's T-R-E. It's on Friday and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock through Valentine's Day. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's 12:06.